The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. After John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Let us pray with the Christ who is within us and among us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. It is always good to be with you at St. Andrew's. I know that this is a parish filled with fearless followers of Jesus. We know that grace is amazing and the spirit is wild and free. You know, it is not easy being a church during the pandemic. And yet you've been so great at responding to the needs of this community. Thank you for doing that. And thank you for coming together here and virtually. Someday we're going to be back in this church. Hope is coming. But for now, the fact that you stay faithful and stay faithful in these virtual services is really an inspiration to me, so thank you. You know, last time I was at St. Andrew's was for the celebration of the new ministry to Charlotte. I think that was back in October, right? Yeah. It is not easy starting out at a church during a pandemic. It is not easy. But Charlotte's doing a great job. She is faithful and courageous and resilient, which is the key word of these days, to be resilient. And it's good to be here with my friend Rick. Again, his faithfulness inspires me. It's also always good to be at St. Andrew's when the gospel reading mentions St. Andrew, as it did today. You know, this gospel story that we know so well, we've actually been seeing as something unusual in the days of Jesus. Because you see, in those days, a rabbi wouldn't go out and get followers. The followers would come to the rabbi, and then he'd interview them, find out if they were worthy to be his students. And Jesus doesn't do that. Jesus goes to where his future disciples are. He goes out and he gets them. He doesn't interview them and then make selections based on intelligence or strength or sincerity. He just invites the first people he sees, poor fishermen, and they will change the world. You know, you and I are invited the same way, freely. There's a saying, God does not call the equipped, God equips the called. You and I, by virtue of our baptism, are called. You know, some people think that this story is just about priests, but it's not. It's baptism, not ordination, that makes us followers of Jesus and fishers of men. To drive home this truth, a priest friend of mine does not hang his certificate of ordination on the wall of his office. He hangs his certificate of baptism. When God calls us, God gives us what we need for the mission. He doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. You know, there's a story that I heard recently, and it's a true story about a young boy who loved to play the piano. To encourage him, his mother brought tickets for a performance by the great pianist Paderewski. When the night arrived, they found their seats near the front of the concert hall, and they eyed the majestic Steinway standing on stage, waiting on stage. Soon, the mother found a friend to talk to, and the boy slipped away. When the spotlight came on to start the concert, there was the boy on the bench of the Steinway, innocently picking out Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. His mother gasped, but before she could retrieve her son, Paderewski himself appeared and came up behind the boy, and he whispered, "Keep playing." And as he did, the great pianist reached around him and started playing other parts. The music of the master blended with that of the little boy, and the crowd was mesmerized by the beauty of the music. See, I think that's what happened 2,000 years ago. God reached around those fishermen, enjoying God's life to theirs, and the world changed. In our baptism, God promises to reach around us, and together we will do something incredible. God promises. You know, it's interesting that Jesus doesn't invite his new disciples to a place. He invites them on an adventure. You know, Joseph Campbell, the great writer, he says, the big question is, will you say yes to your adventure? You know, during this time of the pandemic, during this adventure, I've prayed over and over again the prayer that we use on All Saints' Day. The prayer is this: "For in the great multitude of saints, you have surrounded us with a great cloud of witnesses, that we might run with endurance the race that is set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that never fades away." To run with endurance the race that is set before us. I don't know about you, but I would not have chosen this race. I would not have chosen this time of pandemic. And yet it's the race that is set before us. But what's incredible is that we don't run this race alone. We are surrounded by the great cloud of witnesses. So I'd like to try a sermon experiment for a moment, where I'll actually be quiet for a minute and invite you to a meditation. I invite you wherever you are, if you're home, just sit comfortably, close your eyes. And for a moment, I invite you to imagine every person, living or dead, that has ever loved you. Imagine every person, living or dead, that has ever loved you, and bring that into your soul. You have that image? That's another prayer that I've done every day during this pandemic. We don't run with endurance by ourselves. We run with endurance, surrounded by all those who have ever loved us. You know, Mark's gospel begins like this: "The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God." And then we get 16 chapters of Jesus healing, feeding people, reaching out to the poor. And then this is how Mark's gospel ends. There's the crucifixion of Jesus. 2 days later, the women go to the tomb to anoint the body, and he's not there. And this person dressed in white says to the women, "Don't be afraid, don't be afraid. He's gone ahead of you to Galilee. Go and tell the others." And then, in the original Greek, here's the ending to the gospel. The women hear that. And then we hear, they said nothing to nobody. They were afraid because dot, dot, dot. That's how the gospel ends. It doesn't really end. It keeps on going. And what St. Mark is trying to convey to us is he started out the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and that story doesn't end. That story keeps on going, even when we're afraid. The incredible power, the mercy, the compassion, the hope of Jesus continues. And it continues right now in the life of you and me. Amen.